Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balance and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They are treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Alexis and Malachi were spending some time in the Essequibo, and Catalina was taking care of Ephraim and Hannah when Maurice called. She left the room to speak with him so Auntie Myrtle would not hear, and the unattended Ephraim rolled off the bed. Auntie Myrtle rushed in and was very angry with Catalina. On hearing this, Malachi and Alexis decided to return immediately. Auntie Myrtle asked Dinah to have a word with Catalina. Right now we join Lucille and Cecil.
Sister Myrtle, your niece Catalina was after my son-in-law James, so I suppose she's found another target. Well, it could be that he was after her. Nevertheless, I will put in a prayer for the family.
Lucille, are you going to help me pull out these weeds?
Sister Myrtle, I will speak to you soon. My husband beckons me. We are in the yard tending to the plants. Goodbye.
I need help, dear. I cannot do this alone.
Must you be so crass, Cecil? I was talking to Sister Myrtle. Her niece Catalina has gone off the edge again, entangled with an abusive man.
Maurice?
That's the serpent's name?
He has been coming to the men's group meetings faithfully. He did mention how fond he is of Catalina.
I see.
From what I see, he is serious about making a change. Perhaps Sister Myrtle shouldn't be so quick to judge.
Well, she's worried. Catalina even left the baby alone on the bed and the poor child rolled off. All the while she was talking to the man on the phone.
Oh dear. I hope nothing serious happened to him.
He seems fine now. Let's hope there's no permanent damage.
Yes.
Oh dear, Cecil. It seems like we are pulling out weeds every other day now.
They are growing quickly, my dear. With the way it's raining nowadays.
Maybe the last days are upon us.
Wars, pandemics, changing weather patterns. Oh, yes.
We must make it right with the Lord.
Lucille, quiet. You smell that?
What?
Smoke! It's coming through the kitchen window.
Oh, Cecil, I forgot some soup on the stove.
Oh, no! Lucille, what have you done?
What do you mean the house could have burned down, Dan?
We were in the yard and Lucille forgot the soup on the stove.
Oh, no.
June, I barely smelled something burning and saw the smoke coming through the window. The entire house was in smoke.
Okay. I'm coming over there now.
Okay, dear.
What happened?
Mom left the pot on the stove while she and Dad were in the garden, and the house nearly burnt down.
Wow.
James, we need to discuss again my parents coming to live with us.
Well, I mean, is that what they want?
This is about their safety. I have been worried since the robbery. They're getting up in age, and perhaps it's not safe for them to live alone anymore.
They seem okay to me.
Well, yes, but it's the moments of absent-mindedness I'm worried about. What if Mom had left the stove on when they had gone to bed?
I'm sure the smoke would have awakened them.
Oh, come on, James. We have seen too many stories where elderly have been trapped in burning houses and they died.
Well,
I don't want that to be my parents. I want them around as long as possible.
Yeah, but you really think them living with us is the solution?
So what do you suggest? That I put them in a home?
No, I'm not suggesting that.
We all can live comfortably right here, James. I know you and Mom don't really get along. But I really need to do this for my parents.
Look, don't you have to go over there and see what happened? We can discuss later.
Aren't you going to come with me?
Well, okay, okay.
I am going to grab my purse.
Okay. I can't imagine living with Lucille. There must be another way.
Afternoon to Big Red.
John? Oh gosh, I'm so happy I could see you on the video call.
Yeah, Coretto.
Is what happened to your face?
No worry about it.
No. What happened? You fall down?
No.
So, where's the big bruise?
Man, I said don't worry about it. Anyway, how you doing?
I ain't doing too well, and now seeing you like this make it worse.
What happened? You ain't no money?
I'm missing you, John. Since they lock you up, it's like a going into a whole depression.
Granted, baby, don't do that to yourself. I am jailed because I deserve to be in here. You know, I should have never hit you.
I just want things to go back to normal. I really miss you, John.
I miss you too. And with what going through in here?
Them prisoners beat you up?
I get into a little scuffle, man. But nothing to worry about.
Oh, John. Whole night and is there studying if they're taking advantage of you.
Nobody ain't taking advantage on me, Coretto. I could represent myself.
I know you're going to be able to fight one. But what if 2, 3, 4 of them broccoli you?
I make sure I make friends with enough of them, money. In here, you got to get people for watch your back.
So how the watch you back and you still end up with big bruise on your face? You don't have to lie to me, you know, John.
I just ain't want you to worry about me, right? I end up in here because of my actions.
But it didn't have to come to this.
Please don't cry, Coretto. Don't.
Things are going good for me. Good, and then...
And then I behave like a fool by abusing you. But I learned my lesson. You see, when I come out of here, not another woman I would ever lay hands on.
Oh, John.
It ain't easy in here, you know. Babes, I ain't even sleeping good when the night comes.
Oh.
What I do to you, Coretta, was real messed up. I don't know what they're thinking. How me, John, could think it okay to beat up my wife?
It done happen already. We can't change it. We just got to make sure we do better in the future.
I can do better for you, Coretta. I promise I can do better for me too.
You got to do better for yourself first.
Now I look back and I see I did drinking too much. I couldn't even think straight.
I really wish you'd realize this before.
Well, I know it now. You see, when I come out of here, he's a changed man.
Good. People been asking about you. Goldman say he can come and see you.
All right. Now that you mentioned Goldman, I want you to get a message to the men's group for me.
Of course.
I know where to stop going, but I really need all the help I could get right now, Coretta. So if there's any way I can get some sessions with them at some point while I'm in here, ask them for me.
Okay.
All right. I got to go now, right?
And please be careful.
Yeah, man. I could take care of myself.
I love you, John.
And I love you too, Coretta.
Here on 93.1 Real FM.
Lucille, you have to be more careful. Your forgetfulness could have cost us a home.
Oh, come off it, Cecil. We're old and sometimes have problems in our memory. This is not only a me problem.
There you go, throwing stones instead of acknowledging that you made a mistake.
You had me pulling out weeds in the yard with you. If I was upstairs, I would have remembered this.
Oh, gosh. I am so tired of you, Lucille.
Well, if you're tired, why don't you leave me alone? You are free to go, Cecil.
And leave you alone to burn the house down?
The house did not burn. It was an honest mistake.
Maybe you shouldn't cook anymore.
How dare you try to make me handicapped in my own home, Cecil?
Hello. What is going on here? I could hear you from the gate. And you left the door wide open.
Your mother is impossible, June.
What is impossible is that you think you can speak to me anyhow and tell me I can't cook in my own home.
Hello.
What is he doing here?
Mom.
This day is enough without the presence of your philandering husband.
Mom, this is not the time for this.
Impossible she is.
Oh, shut up, Cecil.
June, come. Look at the pot. Look how burnt it is. The entire house is in smoke. She could have burnt it down.
But it didn't burn. Stop blowing things out of proportion.
Oh my, it will take a lot of work to get this pot back.
Tell me about it.
You can just throw it in the trash along with your common sense, Cecil.
Mom.
This is what I have to put up with. This.
Listen, this incident scared me today, okay? First it was the robbery, and now this. Mom and Dad, it's clear what God is trying to tell us. I think it's time you move in with me and James.
What?
I won't mind, as long as I don't have to share a room with Lucille.
Your snoring has kept me up for decades, Cecil. I can't even remember the last year we made love.
Oh gosh, Mom.
You think I care whether you share a room with me or not, Cecil Carter?
You see how erratic she is? One day she doesn't want me away from her, and the next day she wants to throw me out at sea.
The latter. I will stick with the latter.
Okay, it is settled. You are moving in with me and James.
June, we still have to discuss.
I am not living in the same house with James. I am perfectly fine in my own home, June. Not because we're getting up in age means we are incapacitated.
I could do with a little rest.
But Mom, it's for your own safety. I don't want to lose you and Dad in an unfortunate accident. We must take this in hand now.
I will not agree to it.
Fine. You can stay here alone then.
I have worked years on beautifying this home and making it exactly what I want it to be. Now that I'm old, I must move out of the comforts of my own home just because I forgot a pot on the stove. Young people forget pots on stoves.
This is more than just a pot on the stove, Mom.
I don't care what you say, June. I am not moving in with you and James.
Mom, wait.
James? You better be thankful that Lucille is not June's biological mother. Could you imagine if they were alike?
No, I can't imagine that.
What do you think about the whole thing?
Well, Mr. Carter, you know I don't mind having you. But I don't know that I can live with Mrs. Carter.
Son, I understand.
Perhaps we can come up with some compromise. Maybe have a living maid. I can pay for it.
Lucille would never agree to a living maid. She will accuse me of infidelity. Anyway, son, don't worry about it. Whatever to be, will be.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy. Murundo, he came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.